Long-distance circuits, to this day, have one path for transmission in one direction and a completely separate path for transmission in the opposite direction. It doesn't go over a single pair of copper wires or even over a single optical fiber. Transmission from the east to the west is over one wire, coaxial, radio channel, or fiber. Transmission west to the east is on a different optical fiber channel or wire or coaxial or radio, if you like. Now, that being the case, in the course of normal conversation, the your half of this two-way split circuit is busy half or less than half the time. In a normal conversation, most normal conversations, one person talks while the other person listens and vice versa. And while you're listening, your side of the circuit is idle. And the idea of the time assignment speech interpolation was very high-speed digital terminals equipped with speech detectors. And we, on the first submarine cable, for example, we had 36 full-time working channels in both directions, both directions. As an example, incidentally, of this two-way concept, there was, in the first transatlantic cables, there were two cables, two separate submarine cables, an eastbound cable and a westbound cable. Well, we built these terminals equipped with speech detectors that would recognize when one half of one of the 36 channels was active, somebody was talking on it. And we lined up or gathered 72 talkers for the 36 channels. And when a person stopped talking, we disconnected him momentarily and assigned his channel to an act, to a talker who became active at that time. Now, just to enlarge on it a little bit, speech activity is considerably less than 50%, because not only do you pause to listen to what the other person's saying, but even in the course of a normal conversation, there are gaps and pauses and space, so that when you're talking on a telephone line, you really are only actively sending out electrical signals perhaps 35% of the time, or something of this sort. So that statistically, if you're only occupying the channel 35% of the time, you have 36 channels, you could presumably serve twice that many talkers by assigning them to those idle intervals, and you have to do it so that nobody, you know, very fast switches, very fast detection of speech activity, and then you have to signal the far end to let it know which talker you have assigned to which channel. So we had to send signaling signals as well as the speech signals to convey the switching intelligence. The TASI terminals were in effect high-speed switches to connect a larger number of talkers, say 72, to 36 channels when any 36 of them were speaking, 36 or fewer of them were speaking at one time. And that's what this thing did. And it was a great success, and it was a lovely topic. Traffic on the cables were growing so rapidly that it was something of a crash project. It doubled the capacity of the cable by this interpolation scheme. And I remember it fondly. It's a very great period.